Tyrone are the Ulster Senior Football Champions. They don't, though, have an awful lot of Anglo-Celts to their name, especially over the past decade, when themselves and Armagh seem to be battling it out every year. Swapping Ulster success for All-Ireland glory has come easy to Mickey Hart's side. The three All-Ireland Senior Football Championship crowns in the bag in the past 10 years. Some will say it's an old team now. Some will even wonder about the future. It could best be described, perhaps, as a roller coaster. Veteran forward Stephen O'Neill.
Well, it was very disappointing. You know, the league, we felt we didn't perform and we weren't happy with our performances during that. So we can't really do much about the league now until next year. So we're just focusing now on the Antrim game, and we're going to try and get our game plan right and get our performance right on the day.
Tyrone says O'Neill will go into Sunday's opener against Antrim well grounded after that poor league campaign.
Well, definitely, you know, definitely keeps the feet in the ground. I know, you know, if you're going through the league campaign, you know, hammering everybody and doing well and winning things, like, you maybe get a wee bit complacent, but it's definitely one thing we haven't got to worry about this year. You know, we're feet firmly in the ground. We know we haven't been performing and we need to start very shortly.
Antrim themselves, promoted to Division 2 of the Alliance National Football League, will be fired up for this one, says Omagh clubman Joe McMahon.
Absolutely. I suppose, again, they're looking at Tyrone from last year. Maybe they have a lot to learn. Maybe they won't be as respectful towards Tyrone in terms of coming up to Tyrone last year and all that Tyrone had achieved in the past. Maybe this time maybe they'll come in and they get stuck in early on and they want to send out a message. And again, it's going to be difficult going to Casement Park as well.
There's still a hunger, though, in this Tyrone side, epitomised perhaps by Kevin Hughes, who's back from a shoulder injury and determined to do well. He also welcomes the fact that the young guns are coming through now from the successful minor sides. Indeed, it reminds him a lot of the successful sides that he was part of that came through in the last decade.
Carbon copy of 10 years ago when we were coming through. You know, we had the 95 and 96 team, and then we come through in the minors a few years later. And then that same team won the under-21s a couple 2 years in a row, and they're in three finals. So hopefully they can do well in under-21s, and it's not a stepping stone for them onto senior football, and they can get a few years under their belt. Even if it's not at first team football, if the county's doing well, it'll show them what they could be experiencing themselves down the line.
One of those young guns making a name for himself now is Peter Hart. The Errigal Kieran clubman doesn't look fazed by the challenge of senior football championship action, and isn't fazed either with the fact that he's training alongside his heroes from the past decade, Duher, O'Neill and co.
It really makes you want to drive on. You see them boys do it for years, and you know that they do it year in, year out, so it's good to be part of it and just to see what them boys are doing and try to copy them, or it's what you look up to. You're kind of your role models in the team, so it's great just to be a part and be close to them, to work with them on that now. So.
Life, of course, a wee bit easier with the fact that there's several new faces in the squad at the same time.
It's good to come in numbers now. I said it even during the Mechanic Cup and during the league, that it was nice to have other boys in the same situation as you, to, you know, talk about experiences of what's happening and what's going on, so you're not just coming in by yourself. You're not, so it's nice, you know, playing with them boys for the last 3 or 4 years now. It's nice to step up through the ranks of them.
Away from the young guns, though, the inclusion of the likes of Duher, O'Neill, Hughes and co, some of the older stagers, shall we call them that, is a welcome boost to Tyrone as they prepare to take on Antrim. Mickey Hart says you can't buy that experience.
Well, that's the sort of the thing, you can't buy experience, you know, and people sometimes forget that you have quality players by all means, but you have to have quality plus experience to give you that real sense of security in your changing room, and that's what makes great teams. It's very good players who apply themselves well and learn as they go, and no better men doing it than the two we've mentioned here, Stephen O'Neill and Brian Duher. And this is the amazing thing about Brian Duher, as he's into his 35th year, he's still learning and still showing us things that maybe we didn't see 10 years ago, and I think that's just a mark of the quality man that he is. And Stephen O'Neill, of course, who had a dog with injuries the last couple of years, but to have his presence back in the dressing room and back on the field is fantastic.
The Ulster Championship then begins in earnest for Tyrone this coming Sunday against Antrim. But be assured that this Tyrone side, the young guns and the old stagers, are as hungry as ever to be successful. The final word then to Stevie O'Neill.
Yes, when you don't have too many years left, you know, you start to think, you need to make the most of what you have. So that's the way, you know, I look at it only, and I'm sure Brian's the same. And, you know, there's an opportunity there for us, and hopefully we can make the best of it.